This is John Rivette talking to Chris Yarborough, who doesn't look as old as some of the other people here. So if you tell us your name and your job and what you're doing on this site.
Okay. Well, my name is Chris Yarborough. I'm the intern for the Chrisman Company. I have been helping basically every member of the construction management team.
So you're not Irene's personal gopher?
Not Irene's personal gopher,
uh-huh.
No. I've helped Jeff White, the superintendent, tremendously.
Uh-huh. He's out giving tours to the East Lansing Fire Department right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, let them know what the site's got going. So what did you do with Jeff?
Well, with Jeff, I basically helped him out a lot with punch list.
What's a punch list?
A punch list is like a bunch of little items that need to be finished in order for the project to be finished.
Okay.
For instance, you know, if there's a scratch on one of these ceiling tiles,
uh-huh.
That's a punch list item.
Okay. He makes the list
down.
Or he makes the list? Or who makes the list?
Generally, what happens is a representative from Chrisman, usually me, and then a representative from MSU walks through the building.
Usually somebody from housing?
Yeah, well, usually someone from engineering and architectural services.
Okay.
So it'd be either like Michael or Lisa.
Okay.
And we just come up with a list of items and write down where they are.
And do you take daily walks or weekly walks?
Basically, whenever like a section of the building is ready to be
supposedly done, then
yes.
You go see is it really done.
Correct, exactly.
What kind of things do you find?
Man, anything and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
What, for example?
Well, paint chips are a big thing, especially in corridors. Let's see, the ceiling tile thing, like I said, there's escutcheons for the sprinklers. You know what escutcheons are?
Why'd you tell us?
Those white, they're basically like caps. The white caps that go around the sprinkler heads.
For automatic sprinkler for a fire or something.
Mm-hmm. All it does is just make it look finished. They don't have anything to do with how the sprinkler performs, but
right.
They just make it look finished. So those are always a big item.
Because why? Sometimes they forget to put them on?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
They go through and all they do is drop their heads and completely forget about them.
Gotcha.
Until you give them a friendly reminder.
Okay.
So
do you work with all the subcontractors then, or do you just tell one of these guys and then they tell the subcontractor?
No. I work with all of them.
Wow, there must have been a couple dozen subcontractors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I interact a lot with their foreman.
Uh-huh.
Those are usually the first people I go talk to, but I also interact with just the regular trades employees, so.
Is this the first time you've done this?
Well, I did actually have some experience. I helped out with the Spartan Stadium, the addition that they put on there.
Okay.
And, however, I was on the other side of things. I was an owner's representative for Michigan State,
okay.
Which is basically what Michael and Lisa are doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my first experience from the contractor's point of view, so.
So you're really, this is the first job for you on this side. You're new. Are you a
yes.
new employee for
yes.
Chrisman?
Yes.
Or you're an intern, you're not even an employee yet?
Correct.
You're still an MSU student?
Yes.
What are you taking at MSU that gets you into this?
Construction management program.
Okay.
That's my major, so.
And where are you in that?
I have one more year to finish up. I graduate this upcoming May, so.
So you're starting your senior year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So,
this was part of your schooling, was to take an internship?
Actually, yeah, I'm getting credits. I get 3 credits, and I basically write a weekly log report every week and hand it in online.
To who? Like a university person?
Yep, one of our professors.
Okay.
And I had to do I had to go to a professional like meeting, basically, which was I went to like the Lansing Works meeting.
Okay.
And then.
Are you interested in this line of business? I take it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Had you done, or your one of your parents was in construction, or how did you decide this?
Well, basically. It wasn't, my dad is an electrician, so
okay.
It wasn't so much his influence as it was for,
uh-huh.
When I came to college, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
As many and people, including myself.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So, what happened was, I found out what I didn't want to do, basically.
Which was?
You know, like finance and uh-huh. like accounting and like all these things that I could tell I just hated.
Okay.
And so, one of my friends was in the construction